Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading fluently, which means we're going to read like we're talking and not like a robot. But before we begin practicing this, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name. I'm Mrs. Oldham. And you write your name. Let's not switch it up. And then go ahead and put your pencil down. We're going to color. Here's what I need you to look at. If you look at number one at the top of your page, you're going to see a sentence. And under each sentence are some circles. I'm going to call those circles bubbles. So just remember that. But we're not going to worry about the sentence or the bubbles right now because we're going to color the picture. If you look at the picture on number one, you're going to see some scissors and some paper. Let's color the scissors green. Any kind of green crayon will work. Let's color the scissors green and try to color neatly. But also don't take a super long time. This doesn't have to go inside of a museum. We're just kind of doing the basic coloring. You should be almost done with the scissors. Take about 2 more seconds. 2, 1, and let's color the paper orange. Any kind of orange will work. So these scissors will do what to the paper? They will cut the paper. It looks like on this paper, they're supposed to cut on the dotted line. So because we're talking about the word cut, I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to find that word in our sentence, right? It's probably a picture clue. Take 2 more seconds for that orange paper. 2, 1. All right, I want you to look at the sentence and look for the word cut. C-ut. Cut. See if you can find it. Did you find it? If you start on the first bubble and count over, 1, 2, 3, it's the third bubble or the third word. Will you fill that bubble in with your orange crayon? Color inside the bubble. C-U-T. We're coloring that bubble under the word cut. C-U-T, cut. All right. Put down your orange crayon. Don't color any other bubbles. Find your pointer finger, I hope it's attached to you, and put your finger on the bubble under the first word of the sentence. It says we. I want you to touch those bubbles as I practice reading the sentence to you. You move your finger and just listen. Here I go. We can cut it. We're trying not to sound like a robot. We want it to sound like we're just talking. Let's do it again. Move your finger back to the beginning. Follow along as I read it. We can cut it. Let's do it again. We can cut it. Now you do it with me. Point to the words and read out loud. Don't read out loud super loud though. Here we go. Ready? Begin. We can cut it. Last time. We can cut it. Nice. Let's go down to number 2. Oh, look, it's gum. Do you like gum? I love gum. Let's color the bubble that the girl is blowing. Let's color that pink. Go ahead and color that gum, that bubble gum, the bubble pink that she's blowing out of her mouth. See that? Color it pink. And then let's color the actual gum, the rectangular shapes that you see there. Let's color that blue. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon, but you can really use any kind of blue. So we'll color the sticks of gum blue. And you can color inside that circle around the girl blue also if you need to. I'm going inside the circle too. I'm not coloring her hair blue. So this is gum. And if this is a picture clue, then I'm pretty sure that this sentence is going to be about a chair. Yeah? No. It's a picture of gum, so I'm pretty sure the sentence is going to be about a glass of water, right? No. Take two more seconds to color the gum. Two, one, and let's look for the word gum. Exactly. Gum. See if you can find it in the sentence. Do you see it? It's the only word with g, with the G sound at the beginning. Yes, it's the last word in the sentence. Color the bubble under the word gum blue. Under the word that says G-U-M. Color the bubble blue. Don't color any of the other bubbles. And put down your blue crayon. There's a question mark after the word gum, which means I need to read it with a question voice. So find your pointer finger, point to the first bubble. It's under the word do. Follow along while I practice reading this. Ready? Do you like the gum? Yes, I do. Let's do it again. Listen to me read. Follow with your finger. Do you like the gum? Okay, now this time read it out loud with me. Ready? Begin. Do you like the gum? Yes, I do. Can I have some? Let's read it again. Do you like the gum? Excellent job, boys and girls. Let's go down to the next picture. It's a mug. It's a mug. Let's color the mug red. This is the type of mug, and it can be any kind of red crayon that you choose. This is the kind of mug that you would want to put hot cocoa in. Or if you were a grown-up, maybe some coffee or tea. I like hot cocoa. Yum, yum, yum. With marshmallows and whipped cream. Oh, so tasty. So tasty. Okay, this is a picture of a mug. So I'm pretty sure it's a picture clue about our sentence. And we're going to read about a car. No? You don't think so? How about a camera? No? Is the sentence going to be about a mug? Okay, take 2 seconds. Two. One, let's look for the word mug in the sentence. Mug. Do you see it? It's the only word with m at the beginning. Yep. Second word, it says M-U-G. Let's color that bubble red to match our mug. Color that bubble red. Don't color any other bubbles. Put down your red crayon. I think you know what to do now. Look for your pointer finger. Point to the first word in the sentence. Follow along while I practice reading this in a fluent voice. Here we go. This mug is for you. It is. That's so nice. Thank you. All right, let's do it again. Follow along. This mug is for you. No robots. Read it with me. Ready? Begin. This mug is for you. One more time. Ready? Begin. This mug is for you. Thank you, boys and girls. You are amazing. Let's go down to the next one. Oh, look, it's the sun. It's a happy sun. Let's color the inside circle yellow. The inside circle yellow of the sun. It's the happy face sun. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. All right, put down your yellow crayon in two, one. Find an orange crayon and let's do the triangles or the rays of the sun orange. Walking on sunshine, yeah, I'm walking on sunshine, woo, walking on sunshine, yeah. Do you know the song? I'm probably not singing it correctly because I don't know all the words. So then I want to say, a-da-da-da-ba-a-jee-ba-ba-a-la-da-dee-ba-ti-ki-ba-da-ba-la-la-la. That's what I do, and I don't know the words. I just make them up. All right, hang on to that orange crayon. Let's look for the word. What do you think we should look for the word? The word paper? No. How about the word pencil? No. What word should we look for? Yes, sun. Look for the word sun. S-u-n. Sun. S-u-n. Sun. Do you see it? Last word in the sentence. Color that bubble orange under the word that says S-u-n. Color it orange. Look, there's a question mark. We're going to practice our question voice again. Here we go. I'll start. You follow along with your finger and listen. Do you see the sun? Let's do it again. Move your finger, follow along. Do you see the sun? Read it with me. Don't forget, don't be a robot and use a question voice. Ready, begin. Do you see the sun? Last time. Do you see the sun? Excellent. Outstanding. Terrific. Let's move down to the next picture. Oh, look, it's a little girl. Look at her. She's humming. This is how you hum. Let's color her hair brown. She is humming a tune. I can hum. I can hum. All right, put down your brown crayon in 2, 1. Let's have her wear a purple shirt. Find a purple crayon. Let's have her wear a purple shirt. Can you hum? Can you hum? I was humming the Grand Old Flag. Put down your purple crayon. Let's have her wear some blue jeans. So find your blue crayon. Let's have her wear some blue jeans. All right, so we're going to look for the word hum. Look in the sentence for the word hum. Do you see it? It's our only word in the sentence that begins with h. Yes, it's the third word, H-U-M. Bubble that bubble blue for me. Make it a blue bubble under the word hum. And then go ahead and put down your blue crayon. Find your pointer finger and point to the first word. I'm going to practice reading it. I see an exclamation mark. That means we have to be really excited or mad or yelling. I think I'm going to be really excited or surprised. Ready? Here we go. You listen, move your finger. She can hum a lot. Yeah, like we're surprised and excited for her. Let's do it again. Move your finger. She can hum a lot. All right, this time you read it with me. Ready? Begin. She can hum a lot. And last time, she can hum a lot. Fabulous. Let's move down to the last one. We're on number 6. Look at that cinnamon bun. All right, let's color the bottom part of the cinnamon bun brown. You know, not the icing or the frosting, the bottom part. Let's make it brown. I love cinnamon buns. They are delicious. Sometimes my husband and I will make them on a Sunday or on a special kind of a day, and I could eat all of them. They are so good. Okay, so we have brown on the bottom part of the bun. And then because we can't really see white on the top, let's use yellow for the frosting. Go ahead and use your yellow crayon for the frosting. I know it's supposed to be white, I know, but we're going to have it show up with the yellow. Yum. Do you like to have cinnamon buns? Do you like them? My gosh, I'm hungry. I feel like I need one right now. Oh, I need to go to the store. All right, hang on to your yellow crayon. Let's look at the sentence and find the word bun. Look for the word bun. B-u-n. It's the only word with b at the beginning. Do you see it? Yes, it's the last word in the sentence. Color that bubble yellow for me under the word bun. B-U-N. Color that bubble yellow. And then go ahead and put down your crayon. You know what to do. Take out your pointer finger, point to the first bubble. It's under the word I. I'll practice reading it. You follow along with your finger. Here we go. Trying not to be a robot because I am a human being. Here we go. I want to eat this bun. Yeah, I do. Let's do it again. Move your finger, follow along. I want to eat this bun. Yes. Okay, go back to the beginning. This time, read it with me. Ready? Begin. I want to eat this bun. Last time, ready, begin. I want to eat this bun. Yes, I do. I wish it was real. Boys and girls, you are incredible. No robots were here today, only boys and girls and human beings. Thanks for hanging out with me today. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.